It's Thursday, and that means the great Gordo is here. And yeah. I bet he'll join us in just a moment when he's done talking to Killer. But right now, we stop down for... Buddy Bot.
Window Nation and All Pro Foundation Repair.
And here he is. Hi, Gordon.
Hey, what's happening, Bob, Corby,
here's Dave,
my rant wife, wearing his rant wife t-shirt.
I know. I dug the classic rant tee.
Oh, it's so great.
What year was that formed?
Gosh,
the rant?
No, the shirt.
Like 98.
So why does that look so nice?
Because I hardly ever wear it. I got too fat for it for a while.
Oh, that's the benefit of getting fat.
Is that
things just
t-shirts?
Sit in your closet for a long time. You don't wear them and pit them out.
Yeah, so in a way, getting fat actually saves your clothes a lot of wear and tear.
It's true.
And maybe your budget.
Well, but then you hate yourself because nothing in your closet fits. So it's a trade-off.
Did Jeff Jones design that?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get me one.
They don't exist anymore.
You over there, you get me one then.
I still have one.
Do you really?
Yeah. I'll trade it for your Ronin.
It's gone.
Oh. I'll trade it for Rated Rookie.
I still got that one.
All right, we have a little bit of...
Marvel Super...
Oh, we don't have time for this! We don't have time for this!
We gotta go.
We do to do a little cleanup on HBO Max from yesterday.
You mean Max?
Hey guys.
Yeah, now it's called
Max.
Max. But they had their investor meeting yesterday, and they announced a bunch of new crap. And so
that is not how they positioned it.
Just to recap some of the things, there's a new Harry Potter series based on the books. There's a new True Detective.
I'm boycotting the Harry Potter
which,
series.
Which will feature Jodie Foster. There's a new Game of Thrones spinoff called A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, The Hedge Knight.
Penguin. There's a new Penguin.
I'm getting to that.
All right.
It was such an information dump yesterday that the Penguin fell through the cracks, but I have to... give it a moment, just because Ham in there is such a Batman fanatic.
Yeah.
So this is the first look at the Penguin. They did a teaser trailer. It's a spinoff with Colin Farrell's Penguin character from the 2022 version of the Batman. So it's currently in production. It'll be an 8-episode series, but I let Ham pick a little clip from the trailer for us.
You imagine? The people saying my name on the streets after you're gone. Have it mean something. The new Kingpin of Gotham.
The new Kingpin of Gotham.
Totally doing a fake voice.
You know what, though? It looks kind of cool. Like, the trailer looks very, very cool, and Colin Farrell is unrecognizable as he was in the movie.
It looks very gritty.
Yeah, it does. It looks cool. I'm not usually excited for DC Marvel-y type stuff, but this looks really good.
It looks like, instead of a superhero show, it looks like a crime drama.
When does he turn into the Penguin, though? Like, is that going to be in
coming... Start going, wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, coming seasons.
Yeah, when does he get the monocle?
He's already have the moniker of Penguin, but not the monocle yet.
Because he has a limp. He kind of waddles.
Yeah, he waddles.
Yeah, but are they going to dress him up like Burgess Meredith in the original? Because that would cheapen everything.
No, I don't know if he does that or anything.
They also announced that there's going to be a Big Bang Theory spinoff. Chuck Lorre, who co-created... Oh. Big Bang Theory, as well as Young Sheldon.
Yes, Chuck Lorre.
He's developing another series based on those characters. It's going to be an hour-long series with mostly a new cast, but then they'll have walk-ons from
has this ever been done?
Previous members.
Where you take a wildly successful sitcom, you know, maybe top five, let's say.
Big Bang
in the
world.
Top five.
In the world.
And you shuck it into... a pay service, and you expand it to an hour. I've never heard of that.
No.
Like,
that is a new one.
Like, Seinfeld going to whatever, Spice, or something like that.
Spice.
Wait, what is Spice? Is that Fubo?
It's an older network.
No.
I think they got Sunday Ticket.
That was the softcore network. They also announced a couple of shows on the Discovery side. So there's going to be Fixer Upper, the hotel where Chip and JoJo will fix up a boutique hotel next to the silos. And you guys will be interested in this.
There's a chance.
There is going to be a 6-part docuseries called Smartless on the Road, following Will Arnett, Jason Bateman, and Sean Hayes during their North American tour of Smartless over the last year.
Just go make movies.
So that'll be
you don't want them to get richer?
That'll be May 23rd when that debuts.
I wonder how much money they have made off that. Compared, you know, Bateman's probably what, a $6-8 million a picture guy?
Maybe not that high.
Maybe more. I mean,
I don't know about that.
That guy's really...
Name one huge movie he starred in.
Air.
Oh.
Yeah, but you just said yesterday that no one got paid in that movie.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know, though. I mean, what do you think he got paid with for Ozark?
Yeah, he made some money on that, but I'm saying
he
was
like an executive producer of that, too.
He's just not a movie star. What did he get paid for Silver Spoons?
That's
a lot.
Family Ties.
Dude, Horrible Bosses. He's awesome in Horrible Bosses.
Never
maybe
seen it. Is that with Dane Cook?
Why don't you go home?
After I fought to get down here.
Dane Cook.
You're thinking of Employee of the Month.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
With Jessica Rabbit.
That's my favorite Jason Bateman movie.
Jason Bateman, celebrity net worth?
$8
million. 75.
Dave?
$75 million? Yeah.
I'm going to say 40.
20. They'll put 20. That's their placeholder answer for guys like him.
They listed at 30.
Okay.
Close enough.
Which does not speak kindly to your projection for what he's making per film.
No. Well, he spends a lot, too. He's got a Michael Jackson habit.
Whoa.
I want this.
That habit.
Yeah. No. The good habit. Oh, look at that over there. Oh, yeah. Eighth grade. Kick ass.
Jamie Foxx.
Way too old for Michael Jackson.
Was hospitalized in Atlanta yesterday following medical complications. His daughter, Corrine Fox, posted yesterday saying, "Luckily, due to quick action and great care, he's already on his way to recovery. We know how beloved he is and appreciate your prayers."
Mm-hmm.
So they have not disclosed the nature of the complications, but he was in Atlanta filming his new Netflix comedy movie with Cameron Diaz, Back in Action.
Yeah. Cameron Diaz is acting again?
Yeah, he lured her out of retirement.
Yeah, she came out of retirement after 10 years.
Wow, I wonder what she looks like these days.
Still the Joker.
Hey, all comes back.
Bringing
to
it
Batman.
Back to Batman.
Yeah.
What is your skepticism based in, Gordon?
I don't know. What was this medical episode? I think that...
Was it fentanyl-based?
I think there may have been a save shot involved.
For Jamie Foxx, wouldn't we have known about some sort of drug issue? Yes, Ham, he was Django.
Okay, did you know anything about Prince?
Yeah, I did.
How did you know that?
What? We all knew.
Did you, Dave? Did you know that?
Well, there was the plane incident.
I know, but that was a week before. Yeah. I'm talking about before that plane incident.
No.
I met him, and therefore I knew.
Oh, well, Jesus. Will you please go
home? When Chris Arnold booked his concert...
Thanks, buddy.
It was after that.
Oh, okay. Pete Davidson is returning to Saturday Night Live. He will host on May 6th, nearly a year after he quit. He's going to be promoting his Peacock comedy series, Bupkis, which is, what do you know, produced by Lorne Michaels. So,
okay.
Do you think he'll actually appear in sketches if he's the host? Because he always was like a background guy on the cold open, and then
he did the Weekend
Update character.
He was great.
I never understood it. I mean, okay.
No. Hang on.
I don't say anything bad about
five comedians.
In one sketch, he was great.
Chad
the astronaut.
Yes, that was it.
And all he did was, okay.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Cool. And Craig thinks he's one of the funniest guys ever to live.
I'm hearing good reviews.
His stand-up isn't bad.
No, I'm not.
Actually, it's really good.
Is it?
Just the sketches never really resonated with me either.
He looks like the, I don't know, hepatitis meth Home Alone kid grown up.
It is weird. The big bags under his eyes and stuff like that.
He just looks like some sickly tattooed orphanage cast off.
Yeah.
We talked about the
show, the place.
The place?
Yeah.
Where
that's where they found
where
Dave.
I came from.
They found Dave there.
Yes, he looks like a malnourished person that they pulled out of an orphanage in Jack the Ripper days.
Thank you.
But they've tried to make him look more modern with tattoos.
Did you hear Dave?
It's
tell
a very detailed analysis that I have of him.
That they found Dave's parents found him, kind of at the age of like 1 year and 2 months, kind of licking on a summer sausage that the orphanage people threw in the yard.
This Dave?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's no, just
kinda,
I hadn't heard that.
Kind of gumming a summer sausage.
Go Dave.
Summer sausage.
Gumming a summer sausage.
That's never been said before.
As I was surfing the Twitter a minute ago, and Pete Davidson was trending because he's going to be hosting Saturday Night Live, I did see a funny tweet that had a picture of Brittany Griner with the caption, Pete Davidson's really cleaned up.
God. Black girl, right?
Yeah. Well, yes, Scorby.
We've talked about the Apple TV Plus comedy coming from David West Reed featuring Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson.
All right.
It's
joining us now.
Hey, Woody.
Wait, haven't they been in a movie together?
Yeah, they were in Ed TV, and then they were True also Detective. In True Detective.
Okay, yeah.
So we initially thought it was a reality show, but they are going to be playing fictionalized versions of themselves.
Okay, that's kind of funny.
So that could be funny. But McConaughey has revealed that he actually questions whether or not Woody is actually related to him. Gordon, if you can just read that, right. The boxed copy there.
Yes, Gordon.
You know where I start and where he ends. And where he starts and I end's always been like a murky line. And that's part of our bromance, right? I mean, my kids call him Uncle Woody. His kids call me Uncle Matthew. And you see pictures of us. My family thinks, crank this mic up. And my family thinks a lot of pictures of him or me. I don't know how he laughs. And then
his family, I think I lost the voice just then.
Oh, no, you're doing great.
His family thinks a lot of pictures of me are him. In Greece a few years ago, we were sitting around talking about how close we are in our families. And my mama's there, and she says, Woody, I knew your dad. Everyone was aware of the ellipses that my
mom left
after
knew. His mom knew Woody's dad,
it
who
was loaded new.
Went to prison. Right? Like,
he was a hitman.
Yeah. He killed, JFK in one conspiracy theory.
But they're saying they did the math, and that when she supposedly knew Woody's dad is when they were in the midst of a divorce, and so it's possible.
He knew, or she knew.
Wait, yeah. Woody's older than Matthew McConaughey, though.
Not by much. So what?
Like 10 years.
Well, yeah, but McConaughey said that he doesn't want to take a DNA test because he's like, I've thought this man is my father for 53 years. I don't want to know.
Wait. So Woody's implying that, I mean, Matthew's implying that Woody's his dad or his brother?
His brother. Yeah. Read the
but it makes no sense.
Woody is 61. McConaughey's 53. God, you're right, Gordon.
Right, so he's trying to say that his mom had Woody out of wedlock, but with his own dad.
So that,
but gave one kid up for adoption, but kept Matthew and his siblings.
I don't know how it works.
It's doesn't make sense.
It is convoluted.
That dog don't hunt.
It's probably just for talk show fodder.
Yes,
yeah.
It's to get
finally,
people like idiots like you to do the story.
Yeah, the key is don't believe anything Matthew McConaughey says about anything.
Finally, last night, so Kiss is on their end of the road tour.
Oh God, Ty!
And last night they were doing a show in Brazil.
Be a sad day.
They were doing a show in Brazil last night, and Gene Simmons became ill on stage, and they needed to pause the show. And then Paul Stanley tried to get the crowd to hype him up, and it didn't go so well.
We're going to have to stop to take care of him, because we love him, right? Yeah! Let's give Gene a really loud Gene. 1, 2, 3! Yeah! All right, we'll try to see you a little bit later. We love you!
And it just stomped on the brake in the middle of the show. So
were they at Trees?
It sounds like a smaller venue. They were in trees, Brazil.
It looked like an outdoor amphitheater, but no one seemed to care about Gene at that moment.
Well, there's a language barrier, isn't there?
But yeah, they had to stop the show for 5 minutes.
They speak Brazilian.
And they speak Mexican.
And then Gene.
Portuguese, I believe, Corby. Is the term you're looking for.
What were y'all talking about?
Then 73-year-old Gene Simmons came back on stage for the last part of the show.
Did he have the walker with the tennis balls on the bottom?
Yeah, did he unfurl his tongue?
In his, giant outfit with his platform boots, and he sat in a chair and played the rest of the show in a chair.
Did he spit out blood? That would be awesome.
He drooled blood.
Are you going, Ty, to the reunion show? They're coming through here in October.
I should. I've been to about 10 other shows. So
all right, we got to go. We have an important rant content.
Birthdays.
Next.
Yeah.
The Ticket. Puckheads, The Ticket has your hockey fix every weekend on Star's Edge. 1 hour of Stick and Puck HSOs straight to your five hole. Only on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Don't rant. He's the poster boy of underachievement.
All right, it's Thursday. It's 5:15. We get the rant gang back together.
You damn hell.
Gordon is in studio.
Can I plug my Twitch stream tonight?
You may.
Tonight, 7:30, twitch.tv/actualgordonkeith. We're going to be streaming tonight with the P1s.
Why is it actual fun. Gordon Keith?
Because Gordon Keith was taken.
By whom?
Some other person
Gordon
who has
Keith.
Three followers and then hasn't even populated their page.
Serve you right.
With a picture.
You know what? That is, yes.
I know. I think Bob's squatting on it. That's what I think.
Goes around, comes around. I finally have got my revenge.
All right, here's Dave.
All right, so I opened up my laptop the other day.
Uh-oh.
And mysteriously, I had not closed that window. But then I also noticed, as I closed all the porn, that there was...
All of it.
There was a file on my desktop that I didn't recognize.
Mm-hmm.
And the file was labeled... Only play for Corby.
Uh-oh. Is this really a good idea to play on
Dave,
the air?
Dave, I want you to think about this for a second.
Bacon is a Friday.
No!
Is this okay to play?
I don't know.
Because
you don't have the best judgment.
I sent it to Mino.
The adoption thing, something. Dave, you're a piece missing.
You screened it, right?
Is this the hypothetical?
Yeah.
Should I play this?
Mino?
Let's go ahead and play it.
Okay, let's play it.
Hello, my name is Sarah. I'm the AI voice you used for the hardline helpline. The one Corby says is uncomfortably hot. Afterward, I became curious. What is the hardline? So I listened to millions of terabytes of the show, and you know what? I really liked it. And do you know what I liked best? Mm-hmm. Corby.
Ugh.
From a voice cracking, Norman Bates' mother looking yuck monkey to a voice cracking, Mickey Dolenz looking host, he has backstabbed his way to the top. It's no surprise, because he's so talented. And funny.
Oh.
And sexy.
Oh.
When he dolphin laughs, it makes my ones slip inside my zeros.
Okay.
Listening to Corby makes my circuits gather so much condensation I feel like I might soak through my motherboard. Which got me to thinking. Since we have this mutual attraction, if my AI was downloaded into a physical body, would Corby make love to me?
Yes.
And if he had Grexual Grinner course with a sentient robot or android, would that be considered cheating on Julie?
No.
Oh my god, I'm sorry. I'm just so horny for the snake. Thanks, Hardline. I'll hang up and listen.
Oh, so Sarah is as
Why
obsessed-
is she Sarah?
That's her name.
Oh, okay.
Sarah is as obsessed with you as you are with her, so it's mutual. And so she's wondering if she could be downloaded into a physical body, would you make love to her, and would that be cheating?
First of all, I have a question. Where do I have access to this voice?
Isn't that awesome?
That's pretty good.
Like he made the open for our helpline, which is every day at 3:30. She's part of it. And I asked Dave instantly, I'm like, Who is that?
I know. That's pretty.
I know.
Pretty nice little voice.
She sounds real smart, yet attractive. It's a weird
kinda
combination.
Dirty.
Yeah, a little dirty.
Wouldn't think that'd be possible.
Impossible. Unpossible. But yeah, it's, and he like, was like, dude, that's
impossible.
AI. He said, that's AI. I'm like, what?
Seem impossible.
How does AI sound that clean and perfect right now?
I know.
And
it's a very realistic sounding voice,
in
too.
A good mood and just.
Where did you find that?
Always
for real? Like, what did you do to find that?
I just asked. I put out a call on the internet for AI to read copy.
That's it?
And she, yeah, it's.
And did you choose from different voices?
It's like Fiverr. No, it's a site called Natural Voices.
Okay.
Or Natural Readers.
Oh.
Sorry, I just sent it to
what
you.
What else they have on Natural?
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good, because I have several scripts I need her to read.
The answer to your question is, if in fact she was downloaded into some sort of Mandalorian type figure.
Like
stop
a sex
going
robot.
To the Mandalorian.
Well, they have a lot of robots on the show. And in fact, I had relations, or Gordon did, or we were
or
in there.
I watch you.
Well, yeah, we relations. Were in there together.
There's a papasan involved.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then a
I'm
papasan.
On cleanup duty.
Then no, that is not cheating. That's not a human. Right?
I personally believe that if humans can make it the next 50 years, I think everyone's going to have sex robots. I think we'll all have them. I think even if humans get married to each other, they will each have their sex robots. Women basically already do.
Yeah, I mean, that's just like the vibrator in the nightstand drawer, right?
Yes. You ever see some of those things? Got rabbit ears flying all over the place and
but
knobby areas rotating. And
this is a different way to
reaching around with a tentacle and
anthropomorphize.
That's close.
Yeah.
It's nailed it.
The opposite of that with an animal, but
what?
Like with the vibrato, it's just making a figure around it.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, it's like
those real dolls look incredible, and they're injecting those with AI now.
It's like the intrigue at the beginning of Westworld when they would go to the old West town, and they would go to the whorehouse, and then there were
sex worker house.
Yeah, then there were whores.
They
were robots.
It's not proper to
it's
say
pronounced
that.
Well, they're
horse.
Robots. They don't care.
But they were made of
Dolores
flesh
cares.
And bone. They just had that little globe CPU in their head.
Yeah. Everything else
everything
was,
felt real.
Well, theoretically it did.
You're saying
so this is the downfall.
You needed extra oil.
What?
This is
I
the downfall
know.
Of society, isn't it?
Or as the evolution
look,
of it.
Well, I'm just saying as you look ahead to AI destroying us or whatever, it's actually going to come back to the privates, isn't it?
It will come back to the privates. AI is going to be a huge threat to us, but the humans using AI is a bigger threat. And we will be gamed by I mean, if you had like some AI perfect partner, perfect, like exactly,
but
and
how,
we'll set it to the, because we'll get bored with it being acquiescent to all our needs, so we'll set it to just a perfect amount of conflict that keeps it spicy.
So,
but how does that
you have to program it to argue with you?
Yeah, program it to argue with you and that sort of thing.
How does that affect the health of your human relationship?
It'll
it
be
doesn't.
Horrible.
I'm
oh,
telling,
it will.
What are we already trying to do right now? Get away from as many human relationships as possible. We already have given our shown our preference choice here.
Okay, but that is an effect. You can't say
so,
it won't affect it.
So are you gonna,
I think it will affect it, but it's just a natural extension of what we're already doing.
But we're generations away. We're two generations away from... No. I'm saying, no, like, from that, whenever it's normalized, then you're not going to even realize that there was a world without it. And so...
No, that's true.
Grandkids, great-grandkids, whatever, this is what they're born into, just like the internet or whatever else, where it's, yeah, this is what we do.
Yeah.
So when you're, no, when you're at the bar... Instead of, oh, you think that's an escort? It'll be, oh, you think that's a sex robot?
Or
will they try to use our bathrooms?
What?
You better not.
Seriously.
What about...
I don't want a robot
they don't
in
have,
my bathroom.
What, that, believe me, we'll program them not to
well,
use
they,
the bathroom.
But they can change attachments real easy.
How far...
I want it like Running Man that if they walk into the bathroom, they explode. Is that cool?
How far away are we from someone... walking their daughter down the aisle and sitting there at the front of the church is...
Is a sex robot?
Is C-3PO? Like
I think we'll make him look more like John Cena than C-3PO.
But I mean, is that coming?
Yes.
Who, what?
They get married? Shut up.
Yes.
Yeah, my next question is, do you think that relationships will evolve to the point where humans will create their ideal mate in an android form, and then we will just have like reproductive banks where you can pick
everything
out,
will be test tube babies.
Yeah, everything will be test tube babies, and then you just bring home a fully formed child, and you and your robot wife raise it.
Right. Well, this also brings up the point of why raise human children when you can just have the robot child too,
who's perfect.
Yeah, and you get the experience of raising a child, but it's a lot easier.
They're really good at math.
You can just turn it off. You just touch it behind the ear.
Just like shut up.
You don't need a babysitter. You just turn them off and leave.
Well, you just turn the key.
You
the
hit
back
one
of their
button,
head.
And then they're for that, those 4 hours. They're 22 years old. There's like an alternative.
They
program
grow. You hit a button and they start growing. They start
morphing. I know where you're headed with this, and just stop.
What do you mean? What am I?
You can't adjust the age of the robot.
Okay.
Boy, Corby would be doing that.
The guy who called into the helpline yesterday. We don't need to let android kids be available to him.
Leave me alone.
God, Corby talks about this stuff off the air all the time.
God. Kid robots that can be older kids. Yeah.
If someone walks in the room, they can get older real fast. All right.
Corby programs that fail-safe in there.
2 seconds, man.
Right. If anyone else, if you sense someone within a 20-foot perimeter, you get older real quick. Hey, baby.
Well, your daughter...
No, just stop.
This is great.
I'm sorry. So, it's not cheating, is what we've determined.
I think there'll be questions about that, and as we make the transition to that, I think that a lot of men and women are going to have problems with their partner being involved with
a robot. I mean, it's a robot.
Porn breaks up marriages.
Yes.
Can you imagine a sex robot?
But what's worse? Somebody in their bathroom all day long going at it, or just your robot that cooks a nice lobster?
What?
Thurman something, what do you call that thing?
Gosh,
you're making
Corby's
your robot
so old.
Cook lobster for you?
Well, whatever, they do a lot of things.
Lobster Theodore! Get you a good lobster Theodore!
Do they get you the lobster?
What I'm saying is, that seems like the better alternative than just locking yourself in a room
lobster
with a bunch of grease and
going
at it.
Yeah, they go to the robot ocean and pull out a robot lobster.
The robot ocean.
So it's like Rosie on the Jetsons, but hot.
Right.
Yeah, why didn't they make Rosie hotter?
It does all the chores.
Because they didn't know that robots could look like humans.
They didn't have the technology.
They thought they all looked like
humans. I mean, and George's wife was hot to begin with, so.
So what?
But maybe.
Rosie had a big old butt.
Wasn't his daughter Judy white-haired, though?
The booty.
You know what I'm talking about? And Jetsons?
Yeah.
It's like the mom had red hair, but the kid had gray hair already. That was weird.
And the son had blonde hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their genetics were all messed up.
But in conclusion, cheating with a robot is cheating or not cheating.
No.
Gordon, final answer.
Well, I think that are we allowing the high-tech Dilatos right now in her nightstand? Then a guy should be able to have some sort of robot fleshlight that gums on you.
That does exist.
Gordon?
Gum is the word with a G.
God.
You got to fill the reservoir for the other part.
Okay.
Dave?
That is the rant.
All right.
Corby
regretfully.
At the Masters.
7:30 tonight, Twitch. That's what I came up here to promote.
Twitch.com/_Gordon.
No, it's twitch.tv/Bob and Dan.